Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill is here. The bad week for the petrochemical backed teams in the Premier League continues, don't you?
That's one way to put it, Gavin. One way to put it, certainly. But a surprise in the Premier League last night. Newcastle losing 2-0 to West Ham at home. And that victory takes the Hammers 6 points off the relegation zone places, and a little bit of pressure off their manager as well. There was a lot of talk about his future there. Newcastle 14th, a disappointing result, I think, given some of the recent results they've had as well. They beat Chelsea in the League Cup, Arsenal in the Premier League, so that is a setback for them. There's action tonight in the league stage of the Champions League, and a couple of eye-catching matches here. Arsenal travel to Sporting, Bayern Munich play PSG, and Manchester City host Feyenoord as they look to put a 5-game losing streak behind them. Yes, you heard that correctly. 5 games they've lost. Now, as you can imagine, yesterday's pre-match press conference was very interesting. City have a significant injury list, but despite this, Pep Guardiola plays and continues to play with the same tactics and the same footballing philosophy. So yesterday he was asked if he would consider changing his tactics and philosophy, but some of the reporters put this to him and it didn't go down quite so well. And here's a little flavour of the back and forth.
What should I change? What should I change?
Well, sometimes people react to losing.
If I should change in the first season and everyone asked to change, we will not win 7 Premier Leagues in 8 years. Impossible. Are you thinking we're going to ready to win the Premier League?
I won't be surprised.
No. You have to win one game. And have to see win the next one. And learn for this one to get better. This is the mindset that we have to have. This too shall pass. Life is like that. When you think it's perfect, you are wrong. It's going to rain tomorrow. So it's life.
Yeah, there's Pep. I think one thing for certain there, he won't be parking the bus tonight. And I think they'll probably bounce back at, of course, the big one against Liverpool at the weekend, which we're all looking forward to. Waterford hurling manager Peter Queeley has confirmed Desi Hutchinson as the new captain for next season. American company General Motors has reached agreement in principle to enter F1 in 2026. It has been reported that they'll have to pay a fee of $450 million to secure their entry. So this money will be used to split between the existing 10 teams as compensation for their loss in prize money. So instead of it being split into 10, the prize money will now be split into 11. There's another exciting weekend ahead at Fairy House this weekend. 3 Grade 1 contests and a star-studded Sunday card. Former jockey Barry Geraghty says it's one of the most important meetings of the national hunt season.
I suppose it's where the season really starts to get into gear. You know, you have the Drinmore and the Royal Bond, two hotly contested novices, and then you have Hatton's Grace as well, which can turn up superstars more years than not. So a lot of horses might have had one run prior to that, but a lot of superstars could make this their debut for the season as well. So it's a strong day's racing. And to have 3 feature races, if you like that, and a good backup card too.
That's just more for now. Maggie will be back in an hour.